You know, only 24 hours since we let go of Parshas Lech Lecha, still the dust of Lech Lecha, so to speak, very much on our shoes. I want to spend a couple minutes now taking a look at the way in which Lech Lecha, a puzzle in Lech Lecha that curiously extends further in Chumash and perhaps very powerfully extends to this very day. Avraham Avinu is promised by Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, one of the highlights of Parshas Lech Lecha, the Bris Ben Absarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sketches out the next couple of centuries of Jewish history. He tells them it's going to be Galus and Geula, and it's going to be 400 years. Chazal comment, if you do basic arithmetic, Levi goes down to Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu emerges at age 80, there's no way to span that, it has to be less than 400 years. So Chazal make the comment based on a gematria, Reish Dal Vav, that the actual time spent in Mitzrayim, as we know, was 210 years. The 400 years, that starts way before, 190 years earlier, with the birth of Yitzhak. The beginning of the unfolding of the story that's told in Bris Ben Absarim, that promise, that story begins with the birth of Yitzhak, and then goes from there. So the story begins 400 years before Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So far, so good. So far, it's very, very familiar to us. Here's the problem. Problem is, okay, so tell me the 400 years begin at the birth of Yitzhak. Avraham Avinu is how old? The birth of Yitzhak, 100 years old. Fantastic. Here's the problem. Turn to Parshas Bo, when Yitzhak Mitzrayim actually occurs, you expect to hear something at 400 years. Instead, Torah says exactly 430. You don't have to take my word for it. It's in Parshas Bo, Perek Beis, Pasuk Mem, 1240, chapter 12, verse 40. Take a look for yourself. The Psukim say explicitly, the Klal Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim and Parshas Bo. They leave after a stay of 430 years. The extra 30 years. Where does that go? Where does that come from? That started even earlier than the 400 years. So Rashi on location says, don't worry. The 400 years, that takes us back to the birth of Yitzhak, when Avram is 100 years old. The 430, it takes us back 30 years earlier. What started 30 years earlier? Rashi says, according to Seder Olam, a history written by the Tanna Rabbi Yossi, so that, the 430 goes back not to when Yitzhak was born, the story begins to unfold, but when the story was told to Avraham Avinu. The Bris Ben Absarim, that's 430 years before the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. All well and good, except basic arithmetic has it. Bris Ben Absarim is 30 years before Yitzhak is born. Yitzhak is born, Avraham is 100 years old. Bris Ben Absarim, according to this, Avraham is 70 years old. Opening Psukim of Parshas Lech Lecha tell us, Avram only heads down to Eretz Yisrael when he's 75 years old. He makes Aliyah at the ripe old age of 75. That's 25 years before the birth of Yitzhak. But the Bris Ben Absarim was 30 years before the birth of Yitzhak. Now, how does that work? Bris Ben Absarim, deep into Parshat Lech Lecha, happened 5 years before Avram made Aliyah. I mean, Bris Ben Absarim happened up in Syria, in Chara. But the Chumash is pretty clear. Hashem says, and the Bris Ben Absarim, your descendants are going to go into Galus, they're going to come back here. Doesn't sound like he's in Syria. It sounds like he's in Eretz Yisrael. But he was 5 years before he made Aliyah. The problem is how do the pieces hang together? So if you take a look at Ramban in Parshas Bo, comment in Rashi, he has a whole other approach to this problem. But in terms of the classical approach that Rashi quotes from Seder Olam. So one major interpretation is to be found on the Nefesh B'Nefesh website. And that is not only is Avraham Avinu the first Jew, and the first Jew to make Aliyah, he's also the first Jew to go on a pilot trip. So that's, many suggest that apparently Avraham Avinu went to Eretz Yisrael twice. He had gone down some point in his 60s, or when he was 70, goes on, remember, you have to really hook back. The story begins at the end of Parshas Noach. Because the end of Parshas Noach, we often associate with Lech Lecha, Terach leads his family, his son Avram, his son Nahar, and the rest of the family, they leave Ur Kasdim, they head, as the Psukim tell us, to Eretz Canaan. They never make it there. They head to Eretz Canaan, as has been the case so many times throughout Jewish history. They headed towards Eretz Israel, and they make it partway, and they come to a halt along the Fertile Crescent in Syria, in Haran. Avraham Avinu, at some point, apparently leaves his family behind and goes on a pilot trip. Goes to Eretz Yisrael, an incredibly successful pilot trip. He gets a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of children, of Eretz Yisrael, of Am Hashem, of Torah, Geula, the whole package. Comes back, and 5 years later, at age 75, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I need you to move. Now you have a tzivoy, now you're going to move Lech Lecha Me'aretz V'Rat V'Beis Avicha. What's the significance of all this? So there's a remarkable Reina Chananel with which I'll leave you. Reina Chananel is familiar to us mostly as a parish in the margin of the Gemara, but he wrote on Chumash as well, and the Torah Sinai, the Masadar of Mikra's Kodolos, they sometimes will give you the parish of Reina Chananel. Reina Chananel in Parashas Bo quotes this same approach, but the 210 and the 400, the 430, the 400 goes back to... 400 goes back to the birth of Yitzhak, the 430 takes us back to the birth of Absarim, and he has something remarkable I need to unpack a little bit. He says, the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu is expressing these dates in so many ways, the things happen when they happen, but why sort of formulated as 210 years or 400 years, 430 years, what's the Torah driving at by telling the same story from different perspectives using different numbers? So he says, it's not the only time that the Tanakh does this. The Tanakh, if you take a look in the Sefer Daniel, the Tanakh talks about the length of time until the ultimate Geula, until Bias HaMashiach, also using different numbers, different perspectives. And the Reina Chananel says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show us, in showing us that the same story of going in and out of Mitzrayim can be told in different ways with different perspectives, that the story of the Geula Hasida, also, there are different dates possible. It sounds like he's trying to say perhaps two different things. Number one, that there are different days when Mashiach might come. There are different points along the road. If we're Zohar, if not, then we sort of move to the next checkpoint. And there's a final checkpoint when Mashiach will come, whether we merit it or not. And it sounds, if you read the Reina Chananel slowly and carefully, it sounds as though perhaps it's an even tighter analogy, because the 210 and the 400 and the 430 of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they all happened. They're just different perspectives, different steps along the way. And it sounds like he's implying as well that the Geula of Mashiach is also, to an extent, there are different points along the road. There may be different stages before you get to Geula Asida, some of which we are Zoche, that have begun to see unfold before our very eyes over the last couple of decades. And we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Chananel says these psukim, this trio of numbers in describing Yetzias Mitzrayim, is meant to give us hope to know that even though it takes a while and it sort of seems like it's coming in stages and backwards and forth, that's part of the process of Geula. That's part of the process of Geula back in the days of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it will be part of the process of Geula, the process which we are experiencing right now, which we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be completed very soon. Kach.